Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:15 and today is May 28th. Well, today, let's start off in Asia. And the Chinese had two big announcements today, one far more important than the other. The first is that they've tightened margin requirements. Obviously, the speed with which the market has accelerated higher over the last 4 months has unsettled people. And this is the kind of thing that you used to see quite a lot in Western markets, is that when you had an acceleration higher, they tightened the margin requirements in commodities. They were certainly doing that in 2007, 2008. And that was one, generally speaking, that's a contributing factor to medium-term peaks. Today's downward dynamic on the A-shares market is the largest downward dynamic that we've seen since the beginning of the rally, which was really back in October of last year. Well, that's at least a peak of near-term significance, considering just how far it is above the 200-day moving average. Then one can't rule out the prospect of mean reversion unfolding from here. If that's going to happen, then a midpoint danger line stop in the middle of the underlying range would probably be appropriate at this stage, at least. Then, if that were taken out, it would greatly increase the potential for much more volatility and a deeper process of consolidation. This additional volatility is also interesting in that we have MSCI's decision on whether the A-share market, or at least a number of the A-share market listed companies, are going to be admitted into the MSCI Emerging Markets Index. That's going to be on June 9th. I think it'll be at 10 p.m. London time. So we probably won't really know about it until the day after. But that's a very big event. In the event that we do get these companies added to the MSCI index, well, we had a very good example of what happened with Qatar. When that was admitted to the Emerging Markets Index, the local market almost doubled within the next 12 months. Obviously, that's a much smaller market than China, and a doubling from here would is really, really quite unlikely. Not least because if the market were to accelerate higher, then we would have a further tightening of margin requirements. It really suggests that a lot of the positioning is already in place. And in the event that these shares are added to the MSCI index, it will act as support over the medium term. But in the event that it is delayed further, well, then that would greatly increase the potential that we're going to see outright mean reversion for a number of these Chinese shares. So it's an important consideration. They also announced today, the second announcement was that that the number one suspect, or they're on their 100 most wanted list of corrupt officials that have absconded overseas, was apprehended in New Jersey. Well, they also said how much she had taken, and which is in the region of $40 million. Well, $40 million is not a small sum, but relative to the personal wealth that has been accrued by the ruling class in China, it's actually a pittance. The fact that this is receiving such widespread media attention really is a PR coup for the Chinese administration, but what it really means is that the anti-corruption drive that remains very much a focus of attention is concentrating on people that are at arm's length from the administration. And that's certainly the view within China, not least for among the people that we talked to when we were over there in April. What we have to continue to see is that there is a process of governance improving. That certainly does look to be the case, that we are seeing governance improving, but that it is happening within the confines of ensuring that the status quo is maintained. And realistically, that's good news. That the status quo is maintained is, generally speaking, good news for markets. Whether that is particularly good news for people actually living there or not is really open to question, but really beyond the scope of this discussion. In Europe today, the majority of the markets were reasonably unchanged. You saw that the Eurostox 50 was down 0.87%, the FTSE was up 0.1%, and the DAX index down about 0.8%. We don't yet have an answer to just what's going to happen with Greece, and we're probably going to see some consolidation and unwinding of the overbought condition relative to the MA, and some additional consolidation considering just how much that those European markets had advanced. On Wall Street today, the majority of indices were down, but not in any kind of dynamic way. The S&P 500 down 0.09%. So we continue to see that this rangy environment, which has predominated on Wall Street for really just about all of the year so far, is very much still in play. Government bonds were not especially, there wasn't really an awful lot going on there either. And the oil price was up ever so slightly, just less than a dollar. And gold prices were relatively unchanged. Well, looking at platinum prices, then what we're seeing is that these range encountered resistance in the region of the moving average, and that platinum prices are trading below the price of gold. And this has been the case now for a while. It's an unusual circumstance. If you go back and look at the ratio over the last 20 or 30 years, then the last time this happened was 3 years ago, but the time before that was about 20 years ago. So it really is an odd situation. It either suggests that gold prices are going to come down to fall below platinum prices, or that platinum prices will eventually rally. At the moment, we don't have a great deal of evidence for either one of those, that the short-term prognostication is that it's probably going to remain, that platinum prices will be below those of gold in the absence of some form of catalyst. Today's announcement that Broadcom is going to be bought out by Avago is interesting. I've posted a number of charts in the comment of the day today. And I use the chart library filter to go off and find stocks within the NASDAQ composite that are making new highs. Well, there are two interesting takeaways from it. One is that the number of semiconductor-related companies that have pretty similar patterns to Broadcom is reasonably large, that there's at least four or five more. And they are all completing, some in the cases, some of them 15-year basis. What we're also seeing is that within the robotics sector, it is the graphics companies. I guess you can't really have a robot that's of any use to anybody unless it has software to run it and has cameras to allow it to identify what to pick up and move around. Well, that then is that when you look at the robotics sector, that is really about automation. And the software companies are the ones that have got some of the better margins within the sector. And Mentor Graphics, Cadence Systems, a number of others are all breaking out of, some of them 18-month and longer ranges. Well, it suggests that despite the fact that interest rates are low, and that has helped to inflate prices for M&A activity, and that people are looking at some of these deals and saying that they're pretty pricey. Well, that might well be the case. And when eventually that we see interest rates rising, then people will look back and say, well, this was really some of these deals that have gone through in the last year were at very high prices. But what it also means is that there's lots of money around to borrow, and that nothing has happened yet to stem the appetite for M&A activity. So we can anticipate that investors will continue to look around for value. Well, some will look at fundamental value, and some will look for base formations that are in the process of being completed and looking for catch-up potential. Well, the NASDAQ continues to give us some examples of shares that are breaking out of these long-term bases, and generally speaking, that's really quite positive when we see something that is breaking out to new highs after on a commonality basis within its sector, and after a very long time that it's been going sideways. I guess a couple of other charts that are worth mentioning. One is Australia, that the index had really unwound its overbought condition relative to the MA. It's sort of ranging at the moment in the region of, I think it's 4,600. Well, what we need to see is that, 5,600, that we need to see it continue to hold this level, that it has traded below the 200-day moving average for a while towards the end of last year, but that was the exception within the context of what is a three-year uptrend, that if the progression of higher reaction lows and the benefit of the doubt is to continue to be given to additional higher to lateral ranging, then this 5,600 level really should hold. The other one that's worthy of mention is the Philippines. The Philippine peso has been one of the, I guess, the more stable currencies in the region. We've seen, for example, that in Indonesia that the rupiah has really borne the brunt of some of the pressure that's come on the economy, but that the Philippine currency has been really quite steady. So the pullback that we've seen on the stock market over the last week is not because of currency. It's because of earnings. And the index is now right back in the region of 7,500. That's also the region of the 200-day moving average and the upper side of the underlying range and the 2013 high. So it's about where you'd expect it to find support right now. If we start to see it moving below this level, well, then that would represent an inconsistency from the perspective of the medium-term uptrend. Over the last 5 years, it spent a bit of time below the MA in 2013, but the vast majority of its time has been above it. So it's probably worth watching at this stage. And one other that is we haven't talked about an awful lot is cotton. Cotton prices have been, I guess, they've been very low for a while. They had base formation characteristics for much of the last year, and now they've come back to test the progression of higher reaction lows, and we're a little bit firmer in here today. We won't really have confirmation that the base has been completed until they move above $70. I think it's 70 cents. But we're probably at an interesting level now, that if the progression of higher reaction lows is going to hold, well, then today's upward move is encouraging. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for today. I wish all the best to all of you.